Skills Practice 3, Exercise 7, page 117. Speaker 1.
I'll say this for the place, there was certainly no shortage of things to do. For a town that size, I was amazed at the amount of theatres and cinemas they had. I was able to treat myself to a show every night. There was even an escape room. The theme was shopping and you had to get out of the mall before it closed for the night. It was great fun. Unfortunately, though, I spent a lot of money and ended up having to eat takeaways most of the time. I couldn't afford the posh restaurants.
Speaker 2.
I had come to get a sense of the town's culture. I knew it had a long history and people told me I had to visit the local museum and art gallery. Apparently, apart from old paintings of the place, the museum hosted a permanent exhibition about the town's development over the centuries. As luck would have it, I visited on a bank holiday and both places were closed. So I went on a bus tour instead, which was most enjoyable. I took some beautiful photos of the medieval castle, the brand new modern town hall, and some lovely old stone bridges as we drove across the river.
Speaker 3.
My best friend kind of bullied me into visiting. I didn't really want to go to a town at all. I much prefer being outside in the fresh air and enjoying the countryside. Anyway, we did a kind of deal. After Celia had dragged me round the shops in the morning hunting for bargains, I insisted on going for a walk in the town's impressive park in the afternoon. It was designed in the 18th century as the gardens of a rich man's townhouse. Quite an ugly building, really, but the park itself is cool and pleasant to stroll in. Apart from that, there are sports facilities, and I managed to persuade Celia to join me in a game of tennis.
Speaker 4.
I remember I had just sat down to a big plate of scrambled eggs for breakfast in a small cafe, one of my rare occasions to dine out. What I didn't know was that I was about to get to know the warm and outgoing nature of the people here. An old lady asked if she could share my table, and we got into a long conversation. It must be part of the local culture. Nobody in my town would bother exchanging a word. She told me all about herself and the town she had grown up in. Amongst other things, I learnt that in the old lady's day, the only form of entertainment was a travelling circus once a year. Amazing.
Speaker 5. People watching is something I find really entertaining. The very best place to do it in this town was the restaurants. Apart from single people and couples you saw there, it was the groups of friends that interested me most. You'd watch them studying the menu and having lengthy discussions about what to order, and then they'd end up sharing each other's dishes. Being a bit of a foodie, I tried all the restaurants in town. They were all pretty good, but I really liked the ethnic ones. I got hooked on the excellent curries in the Indian place right next to my hotel. I didn't have to bother catching buses into the town centre either.